I had this little opportunity to share with someone yesterday. I was at Cafe Barella's, which is not uncommon. Shout out to Cafe Barella's, best cafe around. And I just love the staff there. And so I had to go outside to get something from my car, then go back in. As I was going outside, this guy with his wife, they were just standing outside and just having a ciggy. You know, just having a ciggy together. And he yells out to me and he goes, "Do you live here or something?" And it was just pretty funny. Like, I've never seen this guy before. We've never spoken. We've never met. And so I turned around. I did stop, you know, going toward the car. I turned around and I just laughed. And I said, "Yeah, look, I know why, you know, you could say something like that." And I said, in actual fact, I live in East Albury and I love coming here. It's a great, you know, vibe and whatever else. I said, "My name's Jason." So I introduced myself. We met. I said, "What do you do? How come you're here? Obviously, you see me a fair bit. You must come here a fair bit as well." And he said he's from Myrtleford. And so he comes in for supplies at the PIDs, you know, getting sand and rock and bark and that kind of thing. And so I asked him, you know, we're just exchanging some small talk, but, you know, I hope you don't mind me sharing this part of the story. But he's like, "F this and F that," and just dropping an F-bomb everywhere. Like, "How often do you beep, come here," you know, whatever. And he's just going on and on and on. It was just like a part of his everyday language, right? And so we're just talking and I'm just chatting with him. And he's like, and so what do you do? And I said, "Guess. I'll give you three guesses. I'll give you three guesses." He goes, he's looking at me. He goes, I don't know what. And I said, "I'm the pastor of Gateway Life Church in Lavington and, you know, yada, yada, yada." And with that learning, gaining that knowledge, he put his head down and swore again. He says, like, "Oh." But unless, like, in his mind, a less expletive type word, if you know what I'm saying, but nevertheless a swear word. And so what was my response? I laughed. I just laughed. Why did, you might think, why did you laugh? What's so funny about him swearing and things like that? Well, the thing is this, I don't even take notice of that. That's not my focus. My focus is his heart. And I can see that he actually has a really good heart. But for some reason along his journey, he's had various influences that have led him astray. But that's, but God loves him. And I had this love for him. And so he started to tell me how he likes to, get his telescope and look into the sky and at various planets and the stars. And I said, "That's amazing. This is after we've introduced now." He's telling me what his hobby. And I said, "That's amazing." I said, "The Bible is full of, just passages referencing creation and the stars and things like that." So we're talking about that. I said, "In actual fact, since you have an interest in the stars, I want to encourage you to Google the Christmas star of 2020. He goes, "What's that?" I said, "Well, the Christmas star of 2020 has not appeared for over 800 years. And the Christmas star of 2020 is actually an alignment of planets, the planet Jupiter and the planet Saturn. And they are about to align. I believe it's on December 21, which I think is the darkest day of the year. I've been told that on the darkest day of the year, the Christmas star of 2020 is going to be visible to everybody on the planet. Pending, there's no cloud, as it were, just inhibiting your view." What great hope! In a year where there's been so much darkness, so much depression and despair, right there on December 21 at Christmas, the Christmas star. And many are saying that it's what the shepherds, the Magi, which are known as the shepherds or the Magi, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, but either way, scones. And the beautiful thing about the Christmas star is that it points to Jesus. You see, the shepherds, they followed the star. Number one, they looked up. In order to follow the star, you got to look up. This is known as the Star of David. There's a reason why. In actual fact, I will admit, I did not know why I chose a star. And I only learnt of the star, the Christmas star of 2020, just a few days ago. But I didn't know why, but there it is. And you see, God speaks to us in signs and wonders and just through all kinds of things. And so we got to look up. Perhaps you've been looking down for some time. Just you've been about your own business. You're just about what you want to do, how you look, how you sound, how you feel, what you think. What about just looking up again and saying, God, how do you feel? What are you thinking? What are you saying? And what can I do to come all the more in alignment with you? Like the planets are about to align. You see, Jupiter and Saturn are about to align to the point that it looks like they're saying it'll look like one star, which will cause so much light to emanate. And Adrian Povey, where are you? Where's Adrian Povey? He must be, he'd be busy because he was here earlier. He's a photographer. I want to get him to actually shoot. He likes to shoot the moon. And I pray that he'll shoot for the moon. But look up and then follow the light. Because the light led the shepherds to Jesus, to the coming of Jesus. Could it be that the Star of David, the Christmas Star of 2020, is just another sign for the second coming of Jesus? I'd like to say amen. So wherever you're at today, if you feel like you need to look up again, if you feel like you need to come to the table again, perhaps you've never come to the table, perhaps you didn't even know there was a table, Jesus is saying, I'm knocking at the door of your heart. How do you know that God is knocking at your door right now? Well, you'd be feeling just in your heart, you'd just be feeling something kind of kicking around in there. You don't know what it is, but even perhaps right now your heart is beating really fast. Can I just say the Spirit of God is moving in and on your heart from the youngest to the oldest, even those watching this replay all over the world. God is speaking to you. It's like the gentle knock. You see, he's not aggressive. It's just like you'll just know. And you just know. I just knew. Back on June 18, 1989, I just heard this. It's like, God, is that you? It's me. I love you. And anyone who opens up the door, anyone who opens up the door, any nation, tribe, background, doesn't matter. Anyone who opens up the door, I'm going to come in with you. I'll come in, we'll sit down, we'll fellowship, we'll dine, we'll recline. I love you. I want to get to know you. I want you to get, more importantly, to get to know me. And the more you get to know me, the more I'll tell you about who you really are. The more you discover about him, the more you discover about yourself. And things have a way of dropping off you that you felt that were important, things that you feel you need for your identity. You no longer need those facades, those masks, and you can just stand before the Lord, and because you just know who you are. Without further ado, I want to invite you to pray a prayer after me. It's a prayer that says, Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I come to you this day. You're my Lord, you're my Savior. If that's you and you want your sins forgiven, if you want a cleansing on the inside, then you need to pray this prayer after me. I'll pray a line, then I'll get you to pray after me. Are you ready for that? Here's the encounter. Here comes the encounter. Here comes the Spirit of God all over you in Jesus' name. Pray after me. Dear Father in heaven, I humble myself this day. And I make it about you. It's not about me. It's about you. I humbly ask that you would forgive me of all my sins. Cleanse me on the inside. And fill me with your Holy Spirit again. Help me to be now the person you have created me to be. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now let me pray for you. Father, thank you so much for everyone who prayed that prayer, and I know that so many have. And I just believe that a transformation has taken place. May they nurture what you have done in their heart right here, right now. May they protect it. May they, Lord God, go from this place, and I thank you that you will grace them and give them the strength to roll away every stone, every dividing barrier. I thank you, Lord, that above all else, they will heed your voice and follow you. And I pray, Lord God, that they would enjoy sweet fellowship as they recline and dine with you, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.